Now tell me if this is weird behavior, right?
It's weird behavior.
Okay, my son's been helping out the Greens. That's weird behavior. Okay, so my 9-year-old, he's into the Greens party, right?
Yeah.
My daughter, who's 16, is in the ALP, right?
Oh, it's, troubled home.
Yeah, she did work experience with the local member. She loved it. And so there's a lot of arguments at the dinner table. Oh, so no. Annoying. And the youngest boy, Barney's 14. He's been put off politics so badly.
Because of the home.
Constant arguing. So the only thing, he'll probably blow up Parliament. He'll be like the new Guy Fawkes. Anyway, regardless of that, my son's been going to help out at the local Greens office. How is this? So they go there at night and they do, they ring people and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Or they do data entry. So they send emails and texts. I've had a text from them. They send texts to people, right?
Yeah.
Anyway, they're sitting there, him and two older women, like their teachers maybe, and the Greens guy who had a man bun. anyway, whatever. And he said this couple, a man and a woman came in, maybe in their 30s or 40s, and started yelling at them and sort of abusing them. Like, what are you guys, the Greens are shit and whatever.
Mm.
And then the guy with the man bun started filming them. And as soon as they saw the camera, they ran out. And my son's like, Who are those guys? And the guy goes, "Oh yeah, they come in. They do that a bit.
They what?
They do that occasionally. They've done it before. This couple, and they're a couple. They're like a boyfriend and a girlfriend.
Oh, it's an afternoon out.
So how do you get to that stage where you're at Coles or whatever? You go, oh, okay. You think we've got the cat food, the toilet paper? Should we just go by the Greens and give them shit for a bit? That's just a weird. Is that a weird thing to?
Yeah, but when you got that amount of anger built up in you, you got to find an outlet for it. And, some people go to the gym, some people go and yell at people.
But
you
know, as a couple, though.
When you put down your interests, what did we do? Oh, we like going out to movies and to restaurants. And we love musicals. Oh, we like to rant in
political offices. It's just weird.
Very weird.
It's just a weird thing. I mean, yeah, do you put that on your Tinder profile?
But don't judge until you've tried.
Well, I mean,
if you were angry about something, wouldn't you like to be able to go and, walk through the door and have a good old yell at someone about something?
Well,
you do it on stage, I guess.
I do it on stage, but also, I remember when I was younger, not certainly the age, like 18 or 19, the first time I voted, we went up to vote at Mitcham, and we were all, ALP,
yep.
Strong background, yep. And so we're like, yeah, let's go give the Liberals some shit. Oh, yeah, that'd be really funny. Yeah, yeah. And you walk up and there's like an old lady. Liberal Party. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thought you said you were going to give them shit. Oh, some old lady. Because, they're just... And I've handed out pamphlets. I've handed out pamphlets for the ALP. I've handed them out for the Greens as well. And you do cop a bit of shit on election day. But I give it back because I always go, we're volunteers. People lose their minds at you.
Yeah,
I know people realise you're a volunteer.
But why are you surprised by that?
I don't know. I just think people,
Because they're just doing their thing and, Tell it to the big boy when he comes down.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Save it for the guys getting paid.
Yeah, yeah.
Not the old lady, or whatever. Do you early vote?
Oh, of course.
I love an early vote.
Well, they say you shouldn't.
But you miss out on a sausage.
Sorry?
You miss out on a sausage.
I'm getting angry about that. You're saying that if we go on the Saturday, you get a sausage.
Yeah.
I tell you that I went to Bunnings the other day?
Yeah.
Have I told you this?
No.
Incredible.
What happened?
Well, I've never had a Bunnings sausage before.
Right.
Because I always look at it and go, oh, that's not healthy. That's not good.
Well, they're different groups too. It's not like it's like the local primary school or local Rotary Club or whatever. It's not just the Bunnings people cooking them.
Oh, I realise that.
Yeah.
But had it.
So there's different levels of quality.
And this, I found this astounding.
Right.
Because I got the sausage in the bread.
Mm.
No onion. Don't want onion.
I love onion.
And there was a bottle of sauce and there was a bottle of mustard. Put the two together.
Oh.
I've never done that before.
You've never done that?
I've never done mustard and sauce together.
Mm.
Oh,
beautiful.
Journey from the sausage back to the car. I was on cloud 9.
Well, when we get burgers at Kelso's, they put mustard and sauce together.
Well, here is a product. You and I. Should bring out.
Right.
Remember Araldite?
Yes, in the two containers.
Two containers.
You had to mix them.
And they mixed in one container.
Yeah.
I'm going to say you and I bring out
an
Araldite type of container.
Oh.
So what you do is fill up one side.
Mustard.
Fill up other side.
Sauce.
Sauce.
Wow.
And then it's a one-stop shop.
Oh, great.
What a fantastic idea.
And a bit of fun for the kids.
I would late night shopping or something like that. Fun for the kids. Squeeze it out. Makes a funny noise.
Mm.
That's a product.
That's a great product. We have a lot of products. Remember last week we had the cut in half shop or whatever it was called.
Yeah.
I mean, flat balls going way back. Flat balls.
Yeah, that was great product. Well, that's a smart product because that avoids injury.
Yeah.
But we could maybe it'd be a retail store because we could you could buy that at the supermarket or you can just buy the. You know, it'd be like Bunnings.
There'd be someone in R&D somewhere around the world, like Unilever, one of those really big companies like Nestle or Unilever, and they just listen to this podcast every week. They have a meeting, they put us on, and they're like, you got that Unilever?
Yeah.
Mel's asking where the plates went. There, they took them. Siobhan took them away.
If you're wondering, we had lunch. We just had lunch, and he's telling Mel, who brought the burgers out, that's what we should do. I was thinking the other day.
Mm. Give Mel a present?
We should have a prize to see how people react. Would people like to have burgers with us one day?
Yeah, of course they would.
Or we could rent out this whole place.
Yeah, easy. I got the connections here.
And we could have burgers. We could do the show live.
Yeah, and burgers.
And everyone has a burger exactly like we've just had. I'm not going to say.
It's a kid's burger.
It's a kid's burger.
But it's very good.
And it's a brioche bun.
Yeah. And are you going to cater for vegans?
Oh, but don't spoil. Let me get the runs on the board for a start.
Yep.
I don't know. Maybe there's something in that. I don't know. I'll put it on the whiteboard, and if people go for it, we have a day here. And
well, it's at the Grandview Pub in Melbourne, but it's good because there's wheelchair access too. It's a flat. So we're cutting through everyone.
You're right. Yeah, you're good.
No, I just know because I know there's a woman in a wheelchair who always asks, RO broadcast. You know when we normally do the basement? In Melbourne.
Not accessible.
Wheelchairs aren't accessible, but here.
Oh, well, I'm looking at the wheelchair access.
No, it's plastic.
Yeah, right there. It's where you do your shows.
Yeah.
We do it during the day, would we? Or we do it at night? No, do it at night.
Sunday afternoon.
Because it has to be.
That's so nice to relax.
Can you have burgers for dinner?
You of course
can't go
you can.
No, you can't go out to a restaurant and have a burger at night.
Of course you can.
Can you?
Yeah, well, if you're 8, you can. Or 10.
Yeah, that's right. I don't think it was.
A lunch.
You could do a lunch. Anyway, just throwing it out there.
On the whiteboard.
On the whiteboard. If people respond, they go, I'd love to have a burger. Of course, it's true. I just had a burger then.
We could sing a song.
I'm batching
your bachelor. So, I'd love to have a burger with Dave and Glenn. I'd love to have a burger with Dave.
And you know, like when you used to go to the theatre restaurant, they go, all hail the beef.
Yes.
We could go. All hail the somehow related burgers.
Welcome to Somehow Related. Now, please welcome your hosts, Glenn Robbins and Dave O'Neill.
Welcome to the podcast, Somehow Related. And we get two topics, and we're going to work out how they're related.
Yeah.
Should we get the topics?
Yeah, I know. I'm just mulling.
About the burger day.
The burger day.
If I
said the wrong thing. If I started
to make... Look, we could start it here, then we'll probably move to Rod Laver, State Theatre in Sydney.
Yeah. But it's
Brisbane,
authentic. It's authentic.
Entertainment Centre or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
And probably that... In Perth, we're probably big there. We'll do Subiaco Oval. Subiaco.
I wonder if Sam would come.
Oh, that'd be great.
Wouldn't it be great if she turned up? Or she was just a voice from the sky.
Yeah.
Well, she did come to some of the other events.
She did.
Yeah.
She did.
Only as a voice in the heavens. Well, yes. Two topics.
What are they, Sam? We've got to work out how they are related. What are they, Sam?
Ice cream and Sunday trading.
Sunday trading?
Well, you know about it. You're off the...
No. I just remember there was that famous guy, Frank someone.
He's a hardware guy?
Yeah, and he used to... It was always shots of him with billiard tables and said, I'm running a billiard hall or something, and then they'd haul him off to jail because he wanted to trade on Sundays.
But he was the first guy to put his hand up and say, this is not appropriate. Yeah. We should be able to trade.
Yeah.
And it's based on what? I mean, when Sunday trading was in terms of religion.
Church.
That it's a day of rest.
Yeah.
So therefore, you should not do anything.
Well, I mean, we're old enough to remember. I worked in a supermarket in the early 80s, and you would finish at midday on Saturday. And then Saturday afternoon, there was no trading. And Sunday, there was no trading. And that's why milk bars boomed.
Because it was the one place you could go to.
Get milk and bread and stuff, yeah.
Yeah. And see, there was a time when if you forgot to get a present for someone.
Oh, yeah.
You couldn't just go out and
no.
What would you get? A box of bread, tulip chocolates from the milk
yeah, bar. Or some kid did to me. I'll have to get the present next week because we forgot. We didn't get it.
What about, would that go to alcohol? So you couldn't get drive-through on the way to a party.
Yeah, you know what? I mean, you might be right. I don't know. I just remember Sunday trading was such a big deal.
Oh, yeah.
And in a way, it was good to have no Sunday trading because people that work in retail knew they would have every Saturday afternoon and Sunday off. Now, all bets are off.
But why have it? I don't understand. Well, is it somehow restricting people because people who want to work can't work? But no. They have to pay double time for them to work.
No, yeah. I mean, I think most people didn't want to work on Sundays. I still think most people don't want to work on Sundays. Wouldn't you agree? I don't want to do gigs on Sundays. Do you want to work on a Sunday? If I rang you up and said, let's do the podcast on a Sunday, what would you say?
Well, that's a good question.
You wouldn't be happy.
Oh.
But back when you used to do live work and you were approached about a Sunday gig, what's your initial thought?
Well, have you been paying attention? Sunday.
Did we do it on Sunday?
Yeah, Sunday afternoon.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So it's during the comedy festival.
I actually don't mind it because there's no traffic.
That's true.
You get a park, you know.
And if you're working in a shop, you get double time.
Double time. Or whatever. I remember I worked Christmas Day once. Triple time.
Whoa.
Triple time.
Where?
Melbourne Hilton. I was waiter who lied about being able to do silver service.
That's right.
And got into trouble with Norman Gunston. sort of into trouble. So Sunday trade. Yeah. So it was religious. So therefore, and people. Got to be honest, and I think it's a real. I just think that without having religion, there's been a real problem not having. Not that I am religious myself, not that I believe in, but there was something that did that gave a good message to people who.
Yeah, day of rest.
Yeah,
I reckon,
and you know, a day of contemplation. But now it's all go.
It's true, and yeah. what did you go to church?
Yeah,
up to what age you reckon?
Well, you get christened.
It's a baby, christened.
Yeah, and then you get confirmed. Which is what I reckon was.
Church of England, we were.
Well, it means
Catholics
that your
too.
Trip to heaven was kind of like you had a ticket, but then you confirmed it.
What? That's about 14 you get confirmed.
Yeah, and I had to go to. I hated it. I remember asking me a question. I didn't listen. Oh, I didn't know what was going on.
My two older brothers went and were very naughty.
Of course they were.
And the vicar said to Mum, don't worry about the other two boys.
They're through. We'll stamp their thing and they're done.
Good on Mark and Trevor for being so naughty that we didn't have to go. But we stopped going about 14, I reckon.
I mean, we weren't a religious family.
Nor were we, but we still went to church.
Yeah. They're having a bit both ways.
Both my mum and dad.
Were we Catholic?
No, Church of England.
Oh, same thing.
So both my mum and dad... Dad, before he died, said he didn't believe in God, even though he went to church a lot. But as he said, I don't know about any of that God stuff, but I like the community of church.
Yeah, I totally agree.
And then Mum has said the same thing, whereas her mum, my grandmother, was when she was on her deathbed, she kept saying, I'm going to go up and see God and Jesus. And we're like, oh, yeah.
And it gives comfort.
Gives comfort.
See, nowadays, the only comfort people have is going to their iPhone and see how many whacks they've, what do you call it, likes they've had. Whereas there come a time where you go, you know what, it's in God's hands. Not a bad message to give yourself. I'm not saying go out and join a religion or some fundamentalist scenario.
But people find spirituality in other areas, don't they, like yoga and...
Yeah, you know. It answers the great unanswered, you know, the greater
drugs,
good.
Drugs, bombs.
You know, whatever. You can say, you know what, if there is a greater good, maybe it's in the back of your head. Maybe it's just an access through. Oh, God, I'm getting a bit deep.
Gee. You should write that book. You should write that
book. I know, yeah.
Religion. And start your own church. We've always said you should start a church.
Yeah, and then get caught doing something inappropriate.
He had his linen pants down. Oh,
I remember when 7-Eleven came. That was a big deal.
That was 80s.
That was 80s. Like, wow, we're like America.
Get a Slurpee.
Yeah, we could go anytime. Who did that joke?
Why they got locks on the doors.
7-Eleven, they're open 24/7.
And why are they called 7-Eleven when they're open?
Yeah, it doesn't make sense.
Seven to seven.
Yeah. But that
seven was, dash.
That was a message that you now were not confined. You could go out and get yourself a Golden Gay time. I'm saying that because we're about to talk about ice cream.
Yeah.
And it was kind of like, wow.
Yeah.
Big deal.
Yeah.
Nowadays, you know, you don't know. The younger people don't know what we went through. Anyway.
They don't. They don't know what it was like to have everything built up to a panic on Saturday at midday and then everything just stop. And then Sunday it was even more desolate.
You know what? There's a day, which day is it that's still like that? Is it
Christmas Day?
Boxing, Good Friday.
Yeah, Good Friday still
you can't do anything on Good Friday. Yeah. You can't even go to the movies on Good Friday.
Well, I'm on the comedy festival, you know, you used to do shows on Good Friday. Now you do shows on Good Friday, but back in the day you wouldn't do comedy shows on a Friday.
Yeah. I'm amazed that when 7-Eleven came along, the corner milk bar still exists.
Mm. Not much anymore. I was talking to a rep from Peters or Streets.
Oh yeah.
And he said petrol stations in the suburbs replaced milk bars.
Yeah.
The only places you'll find milk bars these days are country towns or inner city, Melbourne, Sydney, Adelaide, Perth. So where I live in the inner city of Melbourne, there's three milk bars within 10 minutes walk of my house. Yeah. Three milk bars. I keep them all alive.
Our petrol station has David Jones.
Oh, I've been to your petrol station. I bought sushi from your petrol station.
Look.
It's a food airy, isn't it?
What is it?
A food airy or something?
Food airy. Oh, yeah, it is too. You go in there.
Yours was one of the initial. I think yours was an experiment store. That was the first I'd ever seen, the David Jones petrol station.
It's pretty good. You go and get some. It costs you a lot of money.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it's really quite nice. I mean, you get the your little takeaway hot meals and stuff like that.
I mean, petrol stations, were they open on Sundays? You know, back in, maybe not. But then again, petrol stations just used to sell petrol. They weren't like a shop.
Yeah. No, what I was going to say was, when you go to David Jones, it's like an assault, because you stand at the counter and you are surrounded by everything that you desire, from pastries right through to
sushi.
Yeah, to chocolate, to thing, and you just go, and it's right. You can, you know, and then they also go. I feel sorry for them when they do that thing, buy two crunchy bars,
$2 for $3,
$2 for $3. Yeah,
you got to do that joke to them. You go cherry ripe, $2 for $3, and you go, how much for one? And they're like, oh, hang on, $2.20. I'll have the other one. Classic. Anyway, yeah.
So
that's one of the reasons why there's more obese people like myself, because food's so readily available. We're in the 70s, very hard to get food. In a way.
Well, again, when the fast food restaurants came, what order did they come in?
Red Barn. That was a predecessor.
Well remembered.
There was a predecessor. Then it was KFC.
Then the KFC. And then there was
McDonald's.
No, well, Hardee's.
Hardee's.
Hurry on down to Hardee's, where the burgers are barbecued. I used to get Hardee's on the way home from the beach with Mum and Dad.
That's a long time ago.
I would have been about 10. That would have been about 1970. Yeah, something like that. Yep.
And then I think KFC
KFC has to be the big one that banged the drum that all of a sudden you could.
And I reckon McDonald's and Hungry Jack's around the same time, but Hungry Jack's was initially called Wendy's, and they took over.
Wendy's.
With the pig girl with the pigtails.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, and then they took over all the stores.
And that's kind of where it stopped, isn't it? Still those big ones. Yeah. And there were
other. Oh, then Red Rooster.
Yeah.
Red Rooster.
Yeah.
Nando's.
And then Drive-Thru. Was Drive-Thru always a part of it? I don't think it was.
No.
Because that was for Marines, wasn't it, in the US?
Oh, we did that on this podcast. Yeah. We did.
Drive-Thru. Yeah.
US
Marines?
Army.
US Marines? Army to get burgers. Anyway.
Look it up. It's in the archives.
Yeah.
Well, let's talk about ice cream.
I'm just trying to think, is there anything else Sunday trading? I don't think there is.
Well, when did Sunday trading must have been? If we're remembering that Frank guy on the TV, and that would this be is Melbourne, that was 80s.
Yeah, have to be early.
It was 80s, early mid 80s.
Yeah.
And he went to jail, I think. Anyway, let's talk about ice cream. How good's ice cream?
Well,
I love it.
Okay, let's. Before we get into the what do you love best and how do you like it and what would you like to do with it? What do you know the history of it?
No, but surely is it the Egyptians or someone?
It's either the Greeks, the Egyptians, or the Italians.
Or the Chinese. The
Chinese, you know.
I don't know the history of ice cream, no.
What did Australia ever invent?
Oh,
Lamingtons.
Lamingtons, the dual flush toilet, the ute.
The Victor Moa.
The Victor Moa.
Not big in the food department, though.
No, not huge. We can't even claim sausage rolls or anything like that. They were British.
That's very British, yeah. British, but Lamington was ours.
Well, they debate whether it's New Zealand or Australia.
Oh, if they're debating it, then it's definitely New Zealand.
Probably.
I don't mind it at Lamington.
You had Lamington flavoured ice cream? Jock's ice cream does it. Beautiful.
Jock, that's the guy who has the shop. in Albert Park in Victoria.
And it's got his face on the logo.
Yeah, he's like Bunnings. He's got the face on the logo.
Yeah.
And he supplies restaurants. He's good.
I've got his number. Oh, I got the ice cream man's number.
What do you mean you got his number? You're a jock.
A whole section of ice cream. I've got Mr. Whippies. I've got Ben and Jerry's. I've got Jock's. We'll go local. If we need to talk ice cream, we'll call Jock.
Okay.
We'll call Jock.
We'll call him in a minute to see what the lowdown is.
Can I guess what your favourite flavour is? I reckon you're a vanilla guy.
Oh, what? I'm offended by that. Do you think I'm... I mean, vanilla is
older people.
Well, it's a saying, isn't it? What do you think of so-and-so? It's very vanilla.
A bit vanilla. Like, bit vanilla. Yeah, Ed Sheeran, bit vanilla.
What is vanilla? It's a stick.
It's a plant.
Is it?
It's a stick from a plant. You're right, you can buy vanilla sticks, but that stick comes from a plant.
A vanilla plant?
Oh, I assume so. Isn't it like a... Yeah, it's a plant.
What? I didn't know that.
Well, what did you think it was? A man-made stick of vanilla?
Yeah.
But they're like a... They're like a... A sticky stick thing, aren't they? Vanilla?
Yeah, they break bits
vanilla
off.
Vanilla bean. It's a bean. It's a bean.
It's quite stiff, though. Yeah. Anyway, you think I... Surely...
Okay, you're more chocolate.
Well, I would go... Is there a chocolate fudgy one?
Yeah, yum.
The double choc?
Yeah.
But I don't like your ones where they turn chocolate lollies...
Occasionally one of them's good, like the cherry ripe one.
Oh, you're going to say cherry ripe? I was going to say not the cherry ripe.
Cherry ripe one's pretty good.
I will say, here's my number one.
Hmm.
And you're going to think, what a... Maggie beer.
Oh, Maggie beer is very good, but it is a bit wanky.
It's a bit wanky?
Well, it's always toffee and fig or something, isn't it?
Yeah, but small tub.
Nice.
And have it in the fridge. Very hard to... Oh. It's very hard to go... Because I'll do this thing. You probably do it too. I'll just level it off.
Yeah.
I'm doing community service. There's a bit up there. I'll take that bit there and I'll eat that bit round there.
We have Connoisseur's ice cream, which is one of the bigger brands.
Connoisseur's is your... bit more. What is
nice.
It? Connoisseur, Sara Lee, that's another big Sara one. Lee. Is it Sara Lee still available?
Yeah.
What else? But what are your mainstreams? You got your Blue Ribbon.
Peter's.
Buller.
Buller ice cream's good.
Buller, is it?
Made in Colac. Yeah, very good.
Very
good. What about...
Streets.
Okay, Neapolitan. Yeah.
Yeah.
Strawberry vanilla chocolate. I had this argument with Husey once. What is left in the tub when you're a kid? What is left last? Vanilla, chocolate, or strawberry?
Oh, I'm going to say vanilla.
Yeah, that's what I said. And he said strawberry. I said, don't be ridiculous.
What order do they go in?
Yeah, well, chocolate first.
Okay, let's go across the top. Chocolate? What's in the middle?
Vanilla's in the middle.
You'd have to separate strawberry and chocolate, wouldn't you? Because they're... Yeah,
that's what vanilla does.
Yeah, it's all...
I swear, we would have a tub of Neapolitan in the fridge. It was like the Berlin Wall of vanilla in the middle. Everything gone on either side.
Oh, who's been chomping down on either side?
Yeah, come on, guys.
Yeah, you got to... In fairness, if it's having Neapolitan, you got to go in on your favourite side and then scoop across. And then you get a nice blend. But vanilla is not bringing a lot to the party.
I love vanilla, actually.
Okay, we've talked about this before. Rockstar party. Who's walking in the door? Got to be chocolate.
I think vanilla's sitting in the corner in an armchair. They're like the old school, oldies.
Yes, but the only...
Yeah, but what about the upstarts like salted caramel? Oh, here comes salted caramel. Look at them all bloody happy with themselves.
Yeah.
Probably strawberries going, I've always been here. I've always been a constant.
Cherry ripe, get out. Get out. Yeah. You're not welcome. This is an elite club. The only thing I will say is you can't... if you have apple crumble, you can't have chocolate ice cream.
No.
That is an abomination.
No.
That you just do not do that. And vanilla ice cream really comes to the fore.
Oh, and apple pie.
Yeah. It goes, I'm as important on this plate as the apple pie.
Now... Let's talk commercial ice creams like your Gatorade, your chocolate.
Oh, you're talking about on a stick.
Your Heart that you buy.
Heart.
I had a Heart. They still sell them. I had it the other night.
Okay. They still sell a Heart.
Yeah, they bought them back.
Okay, let me ask you this. Where's your first bite? Top of the Heart or down the side?
No, top of the Heart.
You go one, then do you go to the other Heart or do you go down that side?
No, I go to the other Heart.
So you go Heart, part. Heart, top of Heart.
Yeah.
And then you work your way down.
Yeah. What? So what, Bubble O'Bill, get your gum.
Buffalo Bill. That's
no, Bubble O'Bill, not Buffalo. Bubble,
I don't know.
Bubble.
I've never heard of it.
You've never heard of a Bubble O'Bill?
Bubble O'Bill.
It's the one with the gum. It's a nose. The ball of chewing gum.
This is a whole world.
And then they bought out Bubble O'Jill. Bubble Bill's sister because I didn't want to be sexist. Well, but Bubble Bill's got like a bullet hole in it. He's been shot. It's like a Western theme.
Okay.
You've never had a Bubble Bill?
Never had
a.
I'm thinking it's in the.
If we do the burger restaurant, we're going to have dessert. Everyone gets a Bubble Bill.
Is it in the same realm of a Paddle Pop?
Well,
because there are some of those ice creams that go, you're not really an ice cream.
No, Bubble Bill's an ice cream.
It's ice cream. It's a whereas a Paddle Pop's got a bit.
It's even more of a classic Paddle Pop.
But it's a bit watery.
Bit icy.
Bit icy, yes, you're right. Yeah.
Chalk Wedge is good.
Can you still get a Chalk Wedge?
I don't know.
When we at school, at lunchtime, bring your own lunch.
Chalk Wedge.
You had a little bit of money left, go and buy a Chalk Wedge.
So, okay, you're in a milk bar or a service station. We haven't even talked about drumsticks or Cornettos.
Cornetto.
What would you get? First choice, what would you get?
I would probably go for a drumstick.
Hmm.
Because I've got that firm hold point.
Yeah.
And I would hope that I picked the right one that had a little bit of chocolate at the bottom of the cone and go, oh, this is the one. Because one has it, one doesn't, I think.
Depending on my mood, I would go a Gateheim or a Buffalo Bill. Love it. Love them both.
Hey, Buffalo Bill, how you doing? Oh, I'm having a Gateheim.
Who's the king? Who's the king at that party? Buffalo Bill would be a bit of a reckless person.
Obviously, what's Buffalo Bill again?
Buffalo Bill with a
Buffalo,
B.
I'm sorry to all
he's
the fans.
Like strawberry caramel and vanilla chocolate. And he's made in the shape of a cowboy's head. He's got a little hat. He's got a nose. He's bubblegum. So I reckon he'd be a bit of a wild dude at the party. Gateheim obviously would be, dancing, great fun.
He's friendly. He gets on with everyone. I tell you what we've had lately, and I have, because I've never had a Gateheim.
Sorry?
I don't mean that to be funny. I've never bought.
You've never had a Golden Gateheim.
I've had a bite of someone's.
They're
had a go
beautiful.
Of yeah.
The crumbs.
No, but let me finish.
Yeah.
We recently bought a packet of Gateheim bites.
Oh.
So you can just have a mouthful of Gateheim as opposed to on a whole stick. And I've got to say.
Good on you, Michelle Bridges. Keep going.
I've got to say, I liked it. But did I want a whole one?
Oh, you want a whole one?
One little bite's enough. I tell you what, that $11.
Yeah, expensive.
Bloody expensive. Okay, here's one for our older listeners.
Yeah.
Eskimo pie.
Yeah, they're still around.
What?
Yeah, they've been renamed.
What are they called?
A vanilla pie or something boring. In the foil.
Is it foil and is it vanilla ice cream covered in chocolate?
Yeah, it's a rectangle. Yeah.
Right.
Beautiful. Oh. Always mum's favourite.
What was the really daggy one, which was two bits of wafer and a bit of ice cream?
Oh, yeah. Oh, Vienna? No, that was like I can't remember. I know the one you mean.
Vienna was a log.
That was a log.
And you sliced the log.
Oh, man, that was a good day when mum bought out the Vienna.
Well, it was. You could actually take it to someone else's house and you didn't feel underdone. You go, you got a Vienna. Was it something Vienna? Chocolate Vienna?
There was a classic one. Sort of vanilla-y.
You know what?
Bits in it.
How could we not have brought up number one?
You're not going to say Magnums, are you?
I was.
I don't like Magnums. I don't like them. I don't like the chocolate. There's something about them that I don't like.
It's named after a gun.
You think they're good?
Well, again, the reason I brought it up is because I love a mini Magnum.
Oh, God.
What? Don't dismiss it like that. What are you saying?
You know, Qantas flies to Brisbane. You know they always hand them out on flights.
Oh, when they come around, I don't normally go to the zoo. When they bring an ice cream around on a stick, and then some of them too. But you're not big on it.
No.
Do you want what's the problem?
No, I just don't like. I don't like Magnums that much.
It's chocolate ice cream. Yeah. No, it's chocolate on the outside, vanilla on the inside.
Yeah, it's all right. I don't know. It doesn't do it for
you.
You
want it more of a gay time. You're
more of a gay time.
You're more of a thing going.
You
never get those on a flight.
No, they're not handing that bloody Bubble
Bill. I bet you the Gateheim falls in your lap in the car as well.
Crumbs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Is there any we've missed?
Let's talk to an ice cream person. Let's ring up
Jock. Well, Jock, I believe he probably still makes his own.
Oh, yeah. Well, we can ask him that. Yeah. I want to ask him what the difference between gelati and ice cream is. I will never know. What is the difference?
One's a bit watery and one's not.
Let's ring him.
Jock speaking.
Is that Jock from Jock's Ice Cream?
It depends who's talking. Who is it?
Don't say anything inappropriate. You're on Somehow Related with Dave O'Neill and Glenn Robbins. You probably haven't heard the podcast, but I met you at Kate Langbeck's wedding, I reckon, and you know Dave from
From ice cream.
I know Dave from my shop because he comes in pretending to get stuff for his kids.
Oh yeah.
Jock has the best ice cream.
I've got to say, yeah. In you are absolutely. You're still selling retail, or you're only because I know you supply restaurants.
Albert Park.
I've still got the shop. I've got to pay the rent, so got the retail and got a little bit of wholesale, and sell a bit to. Grocers.
Are you still on the tools? Are you still putting
of course I am. Yeah.
So do you still love it?
I get a kick out of it. It's fun.
You have to taste it, don't you? If you're making ice cream.
Oh, no, because once we get a recipe together, we sort of just stick to that recipe.
Right.
So yeah. Unless something's a bit, you know, there's something goes wrong, then I've got to taste it just to see what might be wrong with it. But no, we don't actually, at our house, we don't actually have ice cream.
No, you'd be sick of it.
Yeah.
Yeah, you do.
Do you invent new flavors? Sorry, Dave.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you're inventing new flavors.
Yep. Always, there's always something going on.
What's the latest, Jock? What's the latest extravaganza?
Latest one, wait a sec. Oh, we got doing a pandan ice cream. You know that flavor from Bali, Indonesia?
That's a good idea. Yeah.
Oh. It's beautiful. It looks strange because it comes out bright green, but it's actually a really beautiful flavor. So we're doing a bit of that. That's good.
Well, a stupid question, and my kids ask me this. What's the difference between ice cream and gelati?
Ice cream's got more cream in it, more fat content, and gelati's a lower fat content.
Is that it?
That's it. Yeah.
Do you look down on gelati?
No, not at all. But I decided that when I started the shop 21, 22 years ago, that I wanted to make ice cream because there was already gelati places around. Do you know what I mean? So I'll just do what I want to do.
Are you a cup guy, a cone guy, or all sorts of?
I like cones because I like the old fashioned cones, old school, because the crunch. I love the crunch when you. Get through to the cone. I love that.
What's the most popular flavor? Give us the top three of your flavors.
Double choc. I'm going to say double choc. Fudge. Chocolate fudge.
Hokey pokey by a long shot.
Hokey pokey. Take us through hokey pokey.
It's a light vanilla base, and it's got we make honeycomb and stir it through.
Oh, yeah.
It's a bit of a New Zealand thing.
It is very choice, bro. Yeah. Okay, so what? That's it. Where's vanilla stand these days?
Well, I've got to tell you, if you ever go to a new ice cream shop, the first thing you do is you grab a vanilla and a chocolate and just see how that goes. If that's good, then they sort of can do the basics.
Yeah. Chocolate's still popular.
That's very popular. I would say we'd probably do hokey pokey, chocolate, and vanilla are the three, you know, always favourites, flavours.
Yeah, right. And do you stereotype people when they walk in? You just go, so an
no,
old...
No, not at all.
Older bloke? What about an older bloke? Rum and raisin?
Well, funny thing is, Dave, that most older blokes, when they come in with their wives, get their wives to order for them.
Because they can't be embarrassed, yeah.
Yeah, it's really weird. You know that thing, I'd like da-da-da. And you sort of stand in front of them and go, ahem. I speak English, you know. I can understand. Don't worry. Very weird.
Do kids always want wacky flavors?
Kids usually go. Well, little girls usually go for the bright pink colors because I don't know. It's just this thing with girls.
That's interesting.
But then you get the wacky kids that come in and they'll go, "I'll have licorice," or "I'll have licorice." Coffee, you know, and you go, "Whoa, watch out."
A 10-year-old having a coffee.
I know it's made with coffee. Don't worry about that. So you sort of when people come in the evening and they're ordering coffee for their kids, you go, I don't know if you want to do this.
Are you very hypercritical of commercial ice creams? Like if you're at someone's place and they break out the gay times or the choc wedges, are you like, oh god?
I have a paddle pop in some. I love paddle pops.
Have you ever been to like an ice cream convention and met Ben and Jerry or Sarah Lee or, you know, any of the...
Yeah, there's a real person called Sarah Lee.
But Ben and Jerry are real, aren't they?
Ben and Jerry's existed, but they sold out ages ago.
Oh, of course. Right. Now, this podcast, it's about two topics that are somehow related, and you don't have to know the answer to this. But we get presented with it, and that's why I've rung you, because you're an ice cream expert. But do you know anything about ice cream and sundae trading? It could be American, this one. It could be. We don't know the answer. Do you, would you have any?
Oh, I don't know.
Oh, there you go. That's all right. That's fine. We'll work it out.
The only thing I know about sundae trading is that guy that used to have Pin Haverack, you know, that used to have the...
Yes, the hardware.
Yeah.
The billy tables. Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, we've talked about him.
Someone talks about weekend trading, I always think of Frank Pin Haverack.
Oh, yeah, that's his name. I couldn't remember his name.
He went
before.
To jail, didn't he?
Yes.
Yeah.
I think he
in
did.
The name of being able to open on a Sunday. Yeah.
Well, Jock, great to talk to you. And if you're listening in Melbourne or if you're visiting Melbourne, go to Jock's Ice Cream. It is
absolutely.
A great old school ice cream parlour with amazing ice cream.
Now, and a warm welcome as well, remember? Right, I'll see you guys around. It's lovely to speak to you. And
appreciate it.
I'll listen to the podcast and
send us a critique.
Yeah, no worries.
Thanks, Jock.
Sure. Thanks, mate.
Bye.
Oh, he's great, isn't he, Jock? He's great.
Look, if you get on the beach in Melbourne, go up Vic Avenue.
Yeah, it's around there.
Park. And have yourself a Jock's ice cream.
Mm.
And his face is like what's that mowing company?
Jim's Mowing.
Yeah, it's like Jock's ice cream.
Mm.
And you see the vans go around sometimes too.
Yeah.
He's got it covered. And
we should come up with an answer. What thinking music do you want to have? Is there an ice cream ad maybe? Like a Buffalo Bill had a good ad. Get your gum. Bang, bang. But you don't know Bubble O' Bill.
No.
Well,
what are the big gay time? There'd be Blue Ribbon. I remember there was Blue Ribbon. There's a lot of ads where I don't want to be inappropriate, but the ice cream became quite phallic.
Yes.
And a lot of licking.
Yeah.
Licking going on.
Have you ever seen a Calippo? That's an ice bar thing, but anyway.
Anyway, I don't want to say that I go to that, but we're not stupid. Advertising. We know. Come on, there are kids watching. We know what you're doing.
Come on.
You know.
Well, let's get Sam can find an ad from the 80s or something or the 90s and play it for us.
I remember, because what you want is a recognizable jingle.
Yes.
That's up, makes you feel good. I'm going to say, and this is a classic ice cream, and it's the same as a Magnum, but it was a cheaper version of a Magnum.
Mm-hmm.
It was a Choc Wedge.
Yeah, Choc Wedge. Yeah, I love Choc Wedge.
Isn't that a form of wedgie?
Yeah.
Do you do a Choc Wedge? No.
Yeah, I think you do.
So, I apologise. Choc Wedge does have a sexual undertone.
Let's hear the ad, maybe.
Choc Wedge, the original wedge of thick, crunchy choc outside.
Dreamy, smooth vanilla spearmint choc mold inside.
Take up on a wedge, choc wedge. Full on choc-coated flavor, full on value.
Take up on a wedge, take up on a piece of choc wedge.
Now butterscotch too.
Wow, took me back. All right, what's your answer? Come on. Sunday trading and ice cream. Ice cream shops were the first to ever do Sunday trading.
Oh, okay. That's fair enough. I'm going to say that it's something religious-based and that you couldn't sell ice cream as because of day of rest.
Oh, wow.
But you could sell other things. They were the last to come across.
What is the answer, Sam?
It was Sunday trading restrictions that inspired a very famous ice cream dish. In the Midwestern parts of the United States of America, laws were once passed that prohibited the selling of soda water on a Sunday. The town of Evanston, Illinois, was one of the first towns to pass such a law around the year 1890. As an alternative on Sundays, local soda fountains started selling ice cream sodas minus the soda, which left only the ice cream and syrup that may have become the recipe for today's ice cream sundae.
Oh, wow. And that's why it's called sundae.
But I think it's spelled S.
No, it's A-E on the end. It's not A-Y.
I was going to do the whole word.
Okay, all right.
S-U-N-D-A-E. D-A. There you go.
I love a chocolate sundae. Oh.
You have been listening to Somehow Related with Glenn Robbins and Dave O'Neill.
Now, hang on.
The best. You know, in England, they have they have old-fashioned ice cream parlors in department stores like Harrods, and you can go and get a chocolate sundae.
The only thing I don't like about a sundae is they'll often go with that.
Oh, yeah, you don't need the fake cream.
But that isn't that a standard thing on a sundae?
No, no. Real sundaes use real cream, actually. Bit of real. Do you like nuts?
Do you want them crushed? Do you want your dick blown? What's the tagline?
I don't know. Anyway, I'm bloody loving ice cream.
So, hang on. It's usually in a funny shaped glass.
Yeah.
And it's all ice cream.
Hmm.
And with topping?
Topping. Nuts.
Nuts.
Bit of fruit.
Something in it that you
wafer.
Poke
in. Wafer.
Oh, yes. Wafer. Yes, well remembered.
Wafer. Oh.
And how did and a spoon?
Yeah.
As opposed to... ice cream soda?
Ice cream soda.
Is that like a...
We call that different. We call that a spider here.
A spider, yes.
Yeah, we call that a spider. Which is just ice cream and Coke or ice cream and raspberry.
And you would suck it up through a straw.
Yeah, and you'd have a spoon as well.
Right.
My kids have had them recently. You can still buy them in some cafes. They're the best.
So what if you know...
Coke float.
What?
Coke float. Yeah, that's what it's called. The Coke one.
You get a Coke with a... Hey, that'd be good. Yeah. With a scoop of ice cream in it.
Yum.
If you had to choose, you'd go sundae, wouldn't you?
Mm, absolutely.
Sundae over soda.
Oh, absolutely. Over a spider, absolutely.
Can you buy them in the supermarket? No.
No. No.
There's another product.
Oh, we've got so many ideas.
Could you put an ice cream sundae on a stick?
No.
You couldn't. Why?
No. Well, you could imagine that you could... So I'm sure someone's done it where there's gone... Chocolate sundae on a stick, but it's not the same.
What makes it special?
I think it's putting all the ingredients together. We make it at home sometimes. All the ingredients together and then getting that combination of nuts, you know, wafer, topping, ice cream and a bit of cream. That's what makes it.
And what do you put in it? I mean, you've already said that. So what are the things? You can eat this. What's that made of?
Wafer is biscuit. It's a biscuit.
And do you eat it all with the biscuit or with a spoon?
No, you eat it with a spoon, but you can use the wafer to eat some of it.
Eat some of it.
God, I've got an area of expertise. I've thought of that joke about the ice cream, but it's a bit rude. You know the penguin joke? The penguin joke?
No, I don't, but we can give fair warning. So okay. If you're driving the car, turn down. We'll have a...
I think, yeah.
Old man telling...
Old rude joke. Okay. I think the kids have had the warning. Sorry, yeah. Parents.
Okay.
But it is a funny joke.
You're not turned off.
There's a penguin driving through America. Right?
This joke. I like it already.
It's funny. The penguin driving through America.
Yeah.
His car breaks down. So he goes to the mechanics and he goes, my car's broken down. Mechanics like, oh, okay, well, I'll just have to have a look at it. And why don't you just go up to the diner up the road and get yourself a drink or something? So anyway, he goes up to the diner and he sits there and he's like, you know, he's a penguin. You want something cold? So he goes, ice cream? The guy goes, what flavor do you want? He goes, I have vanilla. So he's getting right into it and he's got it all over his face. Then he walks back into the mechanics and the mechanic looks up and he goes, you blew a seal. He goes, nah, ice cream.
Something wrong. Yeah. I know what it looks like. It does look like... Oh, you're talking about the... Yeah.
The seal's a part of a car.